Chapter 2. The Dilemma. That night, Diana lay in bed, unable to fall asleep. It was still difficult for her to get used to living in a new place. She hadn't wanted to move, and Mark hadn't wanted to find a new job and move in with her. But her parents had insisted, thinking that it would be easier for Diana to be closer to the university, and nice for Mark to be with her. After some time, Diana finally fell asleep. "Wake up, Diana! You're already 20 minutes late!" It was Mark shouting. He had such a loud voice in the morning. He was already downstairs having breakfast. "I'm up, I'm up!" Diana called as she got out of bed.
"Diana!"
Mark's mouth was full of eggs and toast. "I'm up!" Diana shouted. She opened her door, ran down the stairs quickly and stood opposite Mark. "I'm up! Now let me get ready in peace!" Roger was sitting next to her brother, drinking a cup of coffee. "Good morning, Diana," he said quietly, making an effort, as usual, to be polite and kind. Seeing Roger, calmed Diana down a bit. "Good morning," she said quietly, and went back to her room. Diana got dressed quickly and ran down the stairs, still putting on her jacket. She noticed Mark's empty seat at the kitchen table. "Good, he's gone," she thought. "Would you like me to drive you?" Diana turned and saw Roger putting his dishes in the sink. He was already wearing his jacket, and he was holding his car keys in his hand. "He looks very handsome this morning," Diana thought. "Yes, thanks. That would be great," she answered. "If I have to wait for the bus, I'll be really late."
"Let's go then," Roger said.
They drove to the university in silence. Diana looked out of her window, and Roger concentrated on his driving. Finally, he spoke.
"So, have you thought any more about the volunteer position at Lucas Hospital?" he asked.
"No, not really," Diana answered.
"Okay," said Roger.
They drove on in silence. Diana wasn't a talker, and he didn't want to push her. For the 2 months he had known her, she had hardly spoken. "I wonder why she's always so quiet," he thought. They arrived at the university. Diana smiled and thanked Roger for the lift. She could be nicer and even pretty if she smiled more often, Roger thought as she walked to the entrance. Diana ran into her biochemistry lecture, hoping that she hadn't missed much. "But who cares?" she thought. "I certainly don't. I hate this profession. I'm only doing this for my parents, not for me. Nothing is ever for me." When the lecture was over, she went to her favourite place on the campus. It had trees and grass and was far away from the Department of Medicine and right next to the School of Music. The sounds of her favourite composers, Chopin, Mozart and Debussy, could be heard through the windows of the rooms. "That's where I want to be," Diana thought. Suddenly, she remembered Roger's offer. Could she share her music and songs with those children who didn't know anything about Mozart and his music? Would she be able to accept such a job? These thoughts filled Diana's head as she listened to the sounds of music around her. She closed her eyes, still thinking.
"Diana!"
Startled, Diana opened her eyes and saw Phil Weston standing in front of her.
"What do you want?" Diana asked. "I was just wondering if you could give me a lesson today," he said quietly.
"No, I can't teach people who aren't serious," Diana replied. "So please find yourself another teacher."
"No, Diana, I need you to teach me. Please," Phil insisted.
"I'm sorry, Phil, I'm just too busy," Diana said. "I'm sure Roger told you."
"He did, but I thought I would try anyway," Phil replied.
"Well, I suppose no is no. Goodbye, Diana."
Phil walked away sadly.
Diana took her backpack
and went to the main university library. She hoped that she would find her friend Laura there. As she walked into the library, she saw Laura's curly red hair behind a computer monitor. "I'm so happy that she's here," Diana thought. "Diana!" Laura's bright, freckled face smiled as she saw her friend coming towards her. "Hey, how are you? I've just finished my essay on George Gershwin. He's a fantastic composer. I called it The Man of Jazz. What do you think?" Diana looked at Laura's enthusiastic face and laughed. "I think it's great," she answered. "Can I read it?" "Soon, but now let's get out of here," Laura said quietly. She took her bag and the two friends left the library and went towards the cafeteria. Laura ordered a sandwich and some chips, but Diana didn't feel like eating anything.
"Come on, Diana, you have to eat something. Why are you so depressed?"
asked Laura, taking a bite of her sandwich. Diana gave a sigh of frustration. "Laura, how would you feel if you couldn't study music?" she asked. "I mean, how would you feel if you had to study something you didn't like biology or marketing?"
"I wouldn't like it at all," Laura exclaimed. "I can't see myself studying anything but music. I can't imagine myself studying anything mathematical or technical. An artist like me, well, I need to be free," she said, and both girls laughed.
"Yes, I know," Diana said, resting her chin on her hand. "The truth is that I don't want to study medicine. I can't stand it." There, it was out. Laura was now the only person in the world who knew how she really felt.
"What do you mean?" asked Laura in surprise. "Then why are you studying medicine? It's so difficult."
"Because of my parents," Diana explained. "They know that my brother Mark isn't going back to university. He dropped out a year ago. They're hoping that I'll make something of myself. They know I work hard and I'm a good student, so they chose something difficult for me. But Laura, I really don't like it. It just doesn't interest me at all.
Medicine is interesting, but only for people who really want to learn it."
Diana was silent for a few moments. Then she continued, "Laura, my brother and I have a flatmate. Roger, you've told me about him," Laura said with a smile, remembering that Diana had also mentioned that he was very handsome. Diana, understanding Laura's reaction, smiled in return. "Right. Well, he loves medicine," she said. "He's training now at Lucas Hospital and really enjoys it, even with all the hard work and long hours." Laura decided to give her friend some advice.
"Give up! Just tell your parents how you feel and study something you like," she said. "It's not a problem to change your course. Lots of students do it during their first and second years of university."
Laura put her arm round Diana.
"Look, Diana, you like the arts a lot," she said. "Why don't you study the history of art or even music, like me? You once told me you played the piano quite well. We could even study together. What do you think?"
Laura was quite excited at the thought of studying with Diana. "I think it would be difficult to explain to my parents," replied Diana. "They think music and playing the piano are just hobbies. They don't really know how much music means to me. They would never understand." Diana shook her head in despair.
"But it's your life, Diana. You're 18 years old," Laura declared. "You're an adult, and you can make your own decisions."
"Not when my parents are paying for my education," explained Diana. "My future is in medicine, not in music. The sooner I accept that, the easier life will be for me."
"I don't know about that," Laura answered, unconvinced.
She finished her sandwich, and the two girls left the cafeteria and walked to their next lecture. Laura to history of music, and Diana
to anatomy.